Fundraising. How fundraising can help shape the future of PSPA. We understand fundraising for PSPA is a very personal and emotive venture. Our supporters are driven by their own devastating experiences and thus determined to raise awareness and facilitate a greater understanding around PSP and CBD. Financially, the expectation is that we raise £1.5 million in 2024, our anniversary year. This will be an increase in income of 12%. This makes our fundraising family very precious. We hope you feel valued. As a group, you hold an unspeakable awareness of the difficulties families living with PSP and CBD face, and yet you have still been so amazing. Thank you for your committed and loyal support, which has helped us deliver services for 30 years. As a charity, PSPA is totally voluntarily funded. This means we do not receive any government grants and are not part of the NHS. So what we have then is a careful balancing act to raise income, to provide enough services, to ensure we make a difference, to ensure we care for you, our fundraisers, and the families we are supporting to make a change that has greatest impact. What holds this careful balance together is our vision. Rebecca Packwood, our CEO, explains how she sees this unfolding. Our work at PSPA is important because people with PSP and CBD do not receive a timely diagnosis. There are no national standards of care and no treatments or a cure. We want to create a future that has better outcomes, better standards of care that people are able to access when they need to, and treatments to slow the progression of the disease or alleviate symptoms. To do this, we need to be ambitious. We need to invest more in research, raise awareness of the conditions, alongside developing new services to support people living with a diagnosis now. That ambition has to be matched by raising more funds and creating a stable future for the charity. 2024 offers a fantastic opportunity to push our ambition for improved diagnosis and better care forward as PSPA celebrates its 30th anniversary. In recognition, we have set a bold vision to continue to grow the impact of PSPA, creating a better future for everyone affected by PSP and CBD, and honouring the vision that Michael Coe set out in memory of his late wife, Sarah. This is matched by an increased investment in research of 40%, an investment in our policy and awareness raising work by recruiting a director of policy and influencing to take a more strategic approach to how we get improved standards of care and increased knowledge of the two conditions. We plan to drive this growth through awareness, raising and fundraising. Our growth as an organisation is linked to two factors. First, we need to increase our support and reach out to a wider network of people. This is linked to our renewed focus on awareness raising to a wider group of people who we hope will become supporters. PSP and CBD do not currently have the profile of some other neurological conditions which can garner support from the public. Secondly, we need to improve our performance in fundraising with corporates, trusts and community fundraising so we are less dependent on a small number of income streams such as legacies and in-memory donations. Building on our current core income streams and making sure we are developing new initiatives for new audiences is our long-term aim to make income at PSPA more sustainable. The challenges. We know this won't be easy, and already the current cost of living crisis is having an impact on charities. At PSPA, we have seen this impact, for example, with our raffles. Costs of printing and postage have risen, making it harder to make a good return on investment despite supporters working harder than ever to sell tickets. Also, we recognise that you, our key supporters, feel under increased pressure every year. Our financial target for 2024 will be an organisational challenge, but we know by working together and working outwards into and across our community, we can get others involved. PSPA has worked hard to provide lots of opportunities to get involved in 2024, and if you feel you're not able to get involved, do pass it on and take up the challenge to tell those around you what PSP and CBD have meant to you and your family. We have some great events in the plan for 2024, which you can hear about in more detail later. We want our Walk of Hope to be bigger and better than ever in 2024. Share and like our social media posts encouraging others to get involved. Sign up to give through a regular gift, an easy way to support a favourite charity. Take advantage of our free will scheme. We have 10 free wills to give away. Put a company forward to get involved with us. If PSPA is to grow, we need more corporate support. Do join us and share your ideas. This year, we'd like to set up an online fundraising forum. This would be a place where we develop ideas and talk about opportunities. Would you like to join us and be part of this? All are welcome with your enthusiasm, skills, and knowledge. If you would like to join the forum, please email Julie Lyne at fundraising@pspassociation.org.uk.